you want to plan a Disney vacation but don't know where to start, let the experts at FTM Travel customize a Disney vacation tailored to your family. FTM Travel has earned the distinction of being named a Disney earmarked agency with a dedicated team that is ready to help you with all of your Disney destination dreams. From Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, and Aulani in Hawaii, let our agents turn your vacation dreams into your dream vacation. Visit our website at www.ftmtravel, so that's F like ferry, T like trip, M like mother, or email us at info@ftmtravel.com. Be sure to mention that you heard about them on the Rebecca Enchanted podcast. Welcome to episode 7 of Rebecca Enchanted. I'm Rebecca Mitchell, your fairy podmother. I hope you enjoyed last week's episode with Laura from Disneyland. I just wanted to give you a heads up that I've got a couple more guests coming up. One is Jamie, who just returned from a Mediterranean cruise on Disney Cruise Line. And then Christy will be coming up after that. And she just returned from a Disney World trip where she did a VIP tour. So I want to get the details from her on that. So those are coming up the next few weeks. But I wanted to do this episode today about the Disney dining plan and then also talk about some key character meals that are kind of the ones that are hard to get reservations and just kind of keep on your radar for when you're planning your next trip. But first I'll go into the dining plans, how they work, and then I'll just talk about a little bit about those character meals. I will have a full episode on different dining options. So we'll get into those dining plans right now. So if you're a Disney on-site guest, you have the option to add a dining plan onto your room package with tickets. If you do have a room only, like let's say you get tickets from a raffle or you have an annual pass or, you know, something like that where you don't have tickets connected, you can add the dining plan onto a room only reservation. You just have to call or have your travel agent call to add that dining plan on, but it is an option even if you don't have tickets connected to your package. But if you're looking online, it won't allow you to build that into the package unless you have tickets associated with it. So just a heads up that if you do want to do it, you have to call or have your travel agent call to do it. So the first dining plan that Disney offers is the quick service dining plan. And that offers 2 quick service and 2 snacks per person per night. So all of these dining plans are per person per night. And so it's per night of stay. So if you've got a 6-night stay, but let's say you're going to be there for 7 days, you'll only have, you know, 6 of those credits or, you know, depending on what your credits are. It's per night of stay, which a lot of people get confused. You can use it as soon as you check in, and you can also, you have until midnight of the day that you check out to use any of your credits. So the quick service plan is great for people that don't want to do a ton of dining reservations or don't want a ton of scheduling going on. The quick service that you can use at your resort, Disney Springs, and then of course at the parks. And the quick service credits don't differentiate between children's meals and adult meals. So a great way to stretch that out is have your, you know, when your kids order, have them order an adult meal, maybe split it. There's a lot of food, so you're able to split it. And that's kind of a way to stretch out your credits and make them last a little bit longer. So maybe not everybody's using a credit, you know, every time you have a meal. Like I said, they are bigger meals, so you can split it. And then the next dining plan option is called the Disney dining plan. And that is 1 quick service, 1 table service, and 2 snacks per person per night. So that would enable you to do all of the different, you know, different character meals, different table service restaurants where you need reservations. That's the most common one, I would say, at least from the people that I build packages for. Most people do that as their dining option. That way they've got several different options throughout their stay. They're not always sitting down for a table service meal, but then, you know, they're not always just grabbing a quick bite to eat either. And then the next option is the deluxe dining plan, and that is three meals, two snacks per day, per night per person. So it doesn't differentiate between table service and quick service. It is, you know, you're going to get the most value out of it, certainly, if you're using it for table service, because you're basically paying for table service of every credit, essentially. And so that's good if you want to make sure all of your meals are covered. You don't want to have to worry about paying out of pocket for anything. That's, you know, probably your best option if you would just want to make sure all of your meals are covered. So that being said, as I mentioned before, the other two dining plans offer two credits per night, whether they're quick service or table service. And so a lot of clients will say to me, like, hey, that doesn't quite cover all of our meals. And so what we usually do is you can use your snack credits frequently for, you know, a breakfast, a cinnamon roll. There are tons and tons of options that you can certainly use a snack credit to cover your breakfast. We're big fans of having some food in the room, Pop-Tarts, granola bars, muffins, something, and grabbing it and eating kind of on the go as we're headed to the bus stop, or we're waiting for the bus, or we're waiting in line to get into the park. So you don't, I would say, necessarily need all three meals covered, but that's a good way to kind of, again, stretch out your credits, either by using a snack credit for breakfast or using food that you brought either for breakfast or lunch or however you want to do that. So what's included with the dining plan is, for a quick service, it includes an entree, a dessert, and then a non-alcoholic beverage. And then table service credits on either the Disney dining plan or deluxe dining plan include an entree, dessert, and then also an alcoholic beverage if you want. You know, of course, you can just get what you want, but that's an addition this year. That's a change. And so you can get like a wine, a beer, or, you know, a cocktail, whatever you may want. So that is it's a nice addition for people that, you know, want to have a drink with dinner. So then also keep in mind that gratuity is not included with the dining plan. So at the end, they will bring you a bill and it will say how much it would have been, and then you tip based on that. There are a few where gratuity is included, but I will mention that as I talk about those individual restaurants. And then, so how the dining plan works is you get a pool of credits for your length of stay. So let's say you've got a family of four, you're on the quick service plan. Each person, and you're staying six nights, each person gets 12 quick service credits, 12 snacks to use throughout their whole stay. But again, if you've got a family of four, it's all a big pool. So you can maybe, you know, like I said earlier, you can kind of make the most of the plan by splitting some meals. It doesn't matter if you're using Susie's plan or Johnny's plan. It's just a pool of credits for your entire room. So that's very helpful in order to kind of stretch those credits out for sure. And then also another tip is that just before you order either quick service or table service, let your server know that you're on the dining plan and they'll tell you what comes with it. And then at the end of every meal, once you've used credits, the remaining credits will be on your receipt. And then they're also in the My Disney Experience app. So the app brings me to my next point. For quick service meals, you're able to use mobile ordering, which is on the My Disney Experience app. And basically, you can order ahead. So let's say you are in Frontierland and you're going to eat at Pecos Bill's. Go ahead and before you even get to the restaurant, have everybody choose what they want. Place your order, and then you just let them know when you're there and it will be ready, and you don't have to wait in line to order. And not a ton of people are using it, so you're really kind of ahead of the game. So while somebody goes and gets a table and everybody kind of gets washed up and stuff for the meal, the other person can go get the meal. However you want to do it, But the mobile ordering makes it so much easier. When you open the app, it will tell you which restaurants have it as an option. A lot of snack places do. So let's say you want a Dole Whip over in Adventureland. There's a long line for that most of the time. So just open the app, order it, and go pick it up when it's ready. It's super easy. And I'm going to be headed there in a couple of weeks. And I'll actually do a little video because I can only do it when I'm on site. You can't really practice when you're not there. So I'll show you how it works, how easy it is. Really excited about this. Again, because not a lot of people are using it. So it's a nice kind of way to, it's your fast pass for food, we'll call it. So a couple of things about the dining plan. So what you'll hear probably from a lot of people is that it's a lot of food. It is. There's no denying that. There is a lot of food. You may waste some. I don't like to waste food, but sometimes you don't want to be stuffed all the time. So there is a lot of food. But you also have the element of having paid for everything up front, except for gratuity, but you've paid for everything up front and you don't have that sticker shock every time you get a bill for the meals. For example, my son and I were there. This was just a couple of years ago and it was a last minute trip. I didn't do the dining plan and we ended up eating mostly quick service meals. And so just for the two of us, and we would get, you know, a burger or chicken fingers or, you know, whatever, kind of nothing too fancy, pretty typical stuff. And for us, it was just about $40 or more every time we would go to the, you know, a quick service restaurant. So I like having the dining plan so that I'm not like, oh boy, this meal, another $40 meal here. So it kind of helps you stay in that bubble of magic and you're not like stressed about money when you're there. Because that's a family of two. I can't imagine a family of four, a family of five, family of six. It's nice to just have it all taken care of ahead of time and you don't have to worry about it. And then a note about snacks. So if you're trying to get the most bang for your buck and make sure you're getting the most value out of your dining plan, using those snack credits, about $5 is kind of, anything over $5 is a really good use of that. So I say that, but at the end, most people end up with a lot of extra snack credits and they're buying Mickey bars and Rice Krispies and stuff to take home, which is great. That's fantastic. But, you know, if you paid for a water or a Diet Coke or something, you know, something that was a little bit less than $5 along the way, and then you're kind of just trying to use up your credits at the end, you know, you could have used it before and you wouldn't have to be using them up. So if that makes sense, just go ahead and use your snack credits. About $5 is kind of what you want to aim it around. But you also don't want to be kind of wasting those credits at the end, just buying stuff just because you have leftover credits. So just keep that in mind and don't be afraid to use them. And the snack credits also make it easy. Like if your child wants a pretzel or a popcorn or whatever, you just say, yeah, you don't have to say no, or you don't have to worry about it. You just, you know, it's kind of a good way to keep them busy while you're waiting a lot of times too. When you're waiting for, I like to do it when you're waiting for shows or parades. Just sitting down, having a snack, having a refreshment really kind of keeps everybody's mood up. So that's what I like the snack credits, especially now it's two. It used to be one per night and now it's two. And I think we get a lot of use out of those snack credits, especially with popcorn and water, especially if you're there in the summer and you need that water constantly. So that's a really nice thing to have, are those snack credits. And then one more thing to note about snacks, if you're going during any of the festivals at Epcot, so that would be Festival of the Arts, Flower and Garden Festival, the Food and Wine Festival, or the International Festival of Holidays, they will have food booths all throughout the World Showcase, and snack credits are a really good use there. So, you know, usually those items are maybe around $8 or so, and so that is an excellent, excellent value for your snack credits, and it can be a meal. You know, you can get something that is certainly enough to be a meal. So that is a very good use of the snack credits. And then one more thing that's included with your dining plan is a refillable mug that is refillable at your resort only. So keep that in mind. A lot of people think that they can take it into the parks and refill it there, and that's just not the case. It is for your resort only, but it's a nice perk to have, especially if you have a nice break day. You can refill it at your resort, and some people will take it in the morning, but then, unless you have a backpack or something, you're carrying around a mug all day. So I know I went through the dining pretty quickly there, the dining plans, the different options. There's certainly a lot more ins and outs, but that's just really an overview of the basics of the plan. So there are certainly ways to maximize it, make sure the meals that you're using it for are giving you the best value for it, but that's kind of a deeper dive, and I just wanted to give a brief overview today. So if you have more questions, certainly reach out to me on Facebook or Instagram at Rebecca Enchanted, and we can talk about it. We can talk about the different options. Each family is different. What works for each family is very different. So, just keep that in mind that what maybe work for your neighbor's family or in your family are very different things. Okay, switching gears, not entirely, but still talking about food. I want to get into some of the character meals that are kind of the hot reservations, the ones that are hard to get, the ones that it's advantageous to be staying on property because then you can make your reservations at the 6 month mark for your entire stay. So I just want to briefly talk about some of those and some of the ins and outs of those reservations. So the first one I want to talk about is Cinderella's Royal Table, which is in Magic Kingdom, and you eat in the castle, which is so special. Like even as an adult, I go in and I'm like, I am eating in a castle. It's really amazing. You get to meet with Cinderella downstairs, and you'll have your picture taken with her. You can talk to her, and then you go upstairs and go to your meal. And while you're eating, the princesses will come around to your table. They'll take their time with you, sign autographs, take pictures. Really, really, really sweet. It's usually, they vary, but it's usually Snow White, Aurora, Ariel, and Jasmine. But it can vary. So the only one I would really guarantee is going to be there as Cinderella because she's downstairs and her name's, on the restaurant. So it's pretty important that she's there. And so they do offer breakfast, lunch, and dinner. If you are paying out of pocket, I recommend breakfast just because it's the cheapest, obviously, because it's breakfast. And something to note about this, if you are paying out of pocket, when you make the reservation, you are going to have to pay for the meal. So keep that in mind. Most of the reservations you can just reserve, keep, cancel, whatever you want. But this one you have to pay in advance. So if you're on the dining plan, you can use the dining plan to guarantee it and you don't have to pay at, so that's another advantage of having the dining plan is being able to make that reservation and not have to worry about putting that money out, 6 months before you're going. So that is something to keep in mind. Also, something to keep in mind is that gratuity is included in that price. So whether you're on the dining plan or you're paying in advance, gratuity is already in there. So that's something you're not going to have to pay gratuity at. And then, so if you, as I mentioned, if you're doing breakfast, my recommendations are to either do a pre-park opening breakfast. So what that is, let's say the park opens at 9 a.m. and then you could get a reservation for like 8:05 in the morning. So you get into the park before it even opens. You can usually get some nice pictures in front of the castle without a lot of people around. And then by the time you're done with breakfast, you're already back in Fantasyland and you're ready to kind of hit the ground running, basically right when the park opens. Whereas, people are just still filtering in, but you're already ahead of the crowd as long as you kind of know that you want to get out of there about 9 o'clock. So that is a really good option, I think, for that one. Or if you're going to do breakfast, I recommend doing it then. If you're not going to do it pre-park, if you do it around 10:30, 10:30. That way you've got that kind of magic hour when there's not a huge crowd and you can get a lot done, especially in Fantasyland. You can get a lot of rides taken care of in the morning like that. So then, you'd be ready to go head over to your breakfast at Cinderella's Royal Table and get a little rest. So that is one of the fun ones I recommend. If you want to get the most bang for your buck, like on the dining plan, then do dinner there. And it's really nice. It's really nice to just look over Fantasyland as the sun is setting and the lights come on and everything. All the meals are really special experiences. So just kind of depends on, what your family prefers for their, nice sit down meal and everything. But it's one I really recommend that you do at least once. Princess lovers, no princess lovers, I just think it is a really neat experience to eat in the castle. I should note that on the dining plan, the Cinderella's Royal Table is 2 table service credits. So you'll have to weigh, if that's worth 2 meals to your family. I've never had anybody come back and say that it was not worth 2 credits. And then another hot reservation in Magic Kingdom is Be Our Guest. So for breakfast and lunch, it is a quick service meal. And then at dinner, it turns into a table service meal. And it just switched to a prefix menu that is 2 credits. So again, you'll have to weigh if that's worth it for your family. I haven't tried the new prefix menu, but I've just really heard really good things about it. The only time to meet the beast there is at dinner. So keep that in mind if you're going there headed, thinking that you're going to meet the beast. It's just at dinner that he's there. So for breakfast and lunch, again, I like to do the pre-park breakfast opening there. Pre-park opening breakfast, excuse me. And so I like to make a reservation around 8:15 or so. And because it's a quick service, you can get in and out of there a little bit more quickly. And so my trick is you do that, you have a quick breakfast there, and then you're ready to line up for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, which is pretty, it has the longest wait time essentially at Magic Kingdom most of the time. So you're ready, you're right in position to ride that first thing, usually before the whole crowd has even headed back there. So that's a really good option for that. It has a nice breakfast menu, and then in addition to the breakfast items, you'll get like a plate of pastries for your table. So that's really nice. I think it's a neat experience eating in there. They have 3 different rooms that you can choose from with different themes. It's a neat experience, and that is one. I know I talked about mobile ordering, but that one's a little bit different. So you can pre-order via the My Disney Experience, like under your reservation, it'll say place order when you're 30 days out, and you can place your order ahead of time. I highly recommend that. It saves a little bit of time when you get there. And then you kind of check in, let them know you're there, and then your food just magically arrives at your table. And that's neat too, to just see them, like all of a sudden know where you are. So I think that that's really neat. I personally love to get the cupcake with the gray stuff. Try the gray stuff, it's delicious. That's one of my favorite little things to get there. So I really like that. And then you can have lunch there as well as a quick service. Same thing, I recommend going, kind of before the lunch rush. So I'll recommend an 11 o'clock for lunch or a 1 o'clock for lunch just to kind of, beat the rush or go after the rush. And that's nice. Same thing, recommend pre-ordering for that. And then, if you want to try the dinner there, again, it's 2 credits. It's a neat experience, all in all, just to be in that restaurant. So let's say you want to do a princess meal, but you don't want to use the 2 dining credits. So for that, I would recommend going to Akershus in Norway in Epcot. So it's in the Norway Pavilion. And it will have usually Snow White, Ariel, and Aurora, and Jasmine, but they vary, So that's another one where you wouldn't be sure, like if you have a Cinderella fan, you wouldn't be sure that Cinderella would be there for sure. So I wouldn't make any promises on the specific princesses, just that they will be princesses. And you can, breakfast is like a little bit more less adventurous, I would say. So if you've got maybe picky eaters and you're not sure, it has typical breakfast fare. Whereas lunch and dinner do get a little bit more, it's in the Norway Pavilion, so they're more Norwegian options. So that's a good one for breakfast. That is another good one to do a pre-park opening. breakfast because you can get in there and you're right back by Frozen Ever After. So you can get out of breakfast and head right over there and ride that with a little, you know, very little weight because you're already ahead of the crowd there. And you can meet Anna and Elsa over there. They are not in the actual meal. They're not princesses that come around at the meal, but they do meet right in that area. So if you have Frozen fans, that's a good way to get ahead of the crowd at Epcot and meet with Anna and Elsa and then do Frozen Ever After right after your breakfast. Okay, one of the other hard-to-get reservations is Chef Mickey's, and that is at the Contemporary Resort. The Contemporary Resort is right by the Magic Kingdom, so I recommend maybe incorporating that into your Magic Kingdom plans. You can very easily walk or take the monorail over there from the Magic Kingdom. The walk is super easy, maybe 5-7 minutes. Very, very easy to do. Otherwise, you know, maybe incorporate it into your arrival day or departure day if that allows, or a break day even. Just thinking about it logistically, getting from your resort over there, it's pretty easy to get a bus to the Magic Kingdom and then get over there. So that's just logistically how to do it. They have breakfast, lunch, or excuse me, brunch and dinner there. So it just really depends on what your family, what kind of experience you want to have. But the characters are at all the meals. It's kind of a quintessential Disney World meal. Most people do it when they go there. It's really sweet. They have the classic characters there, and it's a really good choice. People just love, love, love that one. It is one table service, so that keep that in mind. That's a good value. One of the other ones it's not so hard to get, but it's a good one to get is Tusker House at Animal Kingdom. It is one table service credit. They have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. My preference there is breakfast and to, again, do a pre-park breakfast because then you're ahead of the crowd and over towards the Avatar area. And you can ask your server when you get there, you can say, we're in a bit of a hurry, and they'll bring your check, and it's a buffet, so you don't have to worry about timing or anything. You can go on at your own pace and not worry about if you're going to get out in time to head over to Pandora. But that can be a little bit trickier just because they're letting people in earlier for Pandora. So that's something you'll want to look at the calendar closely and see if that works for you. Otherwise, it makes a really nice, 10:30 or so breakfast, and you can get a bunch of stuff done and then go sit and have breakfast for a little bit. In addition to just being a great choice overall at Animal Kingdom, they offer Rivers of Light dining packages. So you're going to pay the same amount, but you will have the advantage of having seats for Rivers of Light, the evening show at Animal Kingdom. So whether or not you use that is fine, but it at least gives you that option of having basically a fast pass, or a reserved seat essentially for Rivers of Light. So if you're making that dining reservation, I recommend just going ahead and doing that dining package, whether or not you're going to actually plan on seeing Rivers of Light, but it gives you that option. So another one I want to mention that's not necessarily hard to get, but I absolutely love it and cannot recommend it highly enough. It is Garden Grill at Epcot. It's in the Land Pavilion. And the characters are at all the meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I've had all three meals there, and the food is excellent. It's served family style, so they'll bring you as much as you want. And the character interactions are just outstanding. They'll come to your table sometimes two or three times just based on the rotation, and they spend a great amount of time. Really fun, really interactive. It's Chip and Dale and Pluto and Mickey. And this is one of my favorite meals we've ever had there, and breakfast, lunch, dinner, all of them have been fantastic. So that is a super option at Epcot. And then the last one I wanted to talk about is Ohana, which is at the Polynesian Resort, and it only has characters at breakfast, and that is Pluto, Mickey, and then Lilo and Stitch. So if you've got a Stitch fan, a Lilo and Stitch fan, that's the place to be. Again, it's served family style, so that is really nice. You get plenty of Mickey waffles. They'll replenish everything. Really great service there. That's also one that maybe you would want to incorporate into your Magic Kingdom day or arrival or departure, just depending on your timing. It's very easy to get back and forth between Magic Kingdom and the Polynesian, so that's why I would say include it in there, unless you're staying there, then you can go whenever you want. But definitely recommend it for breakfast with those characters. Again, those characters are only at breakfast. So that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed hearing all about the different options of how you can stay well fed when you're at Disney World. And I know I went over a lot of different things. So again, please feel free to reach out to me on Facebook or Instagram at Rebecca Enchanted. I'm happy to answer any questions because it's overwhelming. There's a lot of information, and I'm here to ease that so you don't have to worry about it. And I will go over more dining in the future. I'll talk more about resort dining and park dining. I think I'm going to go park by park and talk about different options, and then I'll go kind of do some resort highlights as well, because there's just so many good food options there, so many good restaurants, quick service snacks and table service, so many good options. And it's part of the experience. You know, the food is part of the experience. As you heard Laura, like that was on her agenda when she was going. When I go in a couple of weeks, I definitely have some food I need to get when I'm there too. So it's part of the experience, it's part of enjoying your vacation. Again, thank you for listening, and I look forward to hearing from you guys on social media, and I'll see you real soon.